This is iRock with Rockstars, hosted by Ryan from iRock 93.5.
All right, there it is. We're working. Technology.
Yeah, perfect.
Awesome. Well, hey, man, I appreciate you jumping on, spending some time. I mean, I know you got a couple things going on in life.
Well, I'm done with that now. Now I'm ready to go. So
okay, all right. I say, well, I mean, let's start with this, I guess. I mean, everyone who's obviously watching this knows that talking with Wolfgang Van Halen, but I should do the proper introduction the way that I love how Wikipedia has it here. Backing vocals, lead and rhythm guitar, keyboards, piano, bass guitar, drums, percussion for Mammoth WVH.
Yeah, that's a big mouth. That's a lot when you lay it all down like that. Yeah, for sure.
It is, yeah. Well, I mean, let's just jump right into that. I mean, you know, first album, you did it all yourself. Second album now, Mammoth 2, do it all yourself. I'm already looking to the future. Do you love doing it on yourself? Or you're like, you know, at some point, I'd love to start bringing some other folks in.
Yeah, I'm sure that could happen down the line. But right now, I just have such a fun time recording and putting it all together. And by playing all the instruments and singing and stuff, I don't know if I'm ready to give that up yet. You know, it's a very fun process for me. Yeah, you know, down the line, that could absolutely change if I'm just like, ugh, I want to play drums again. But right now, I love it. So I'm having a good time.
Yeah, I mean, if you're having fun and it's working, and clearly it's working, why change it up, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Well, the new album, you know, Mammoth 2 was awesome. I loved Another Celebration at the End of the World. I thought that one was fantastic. And now we've got I'm All Right that's out there.
Yeah.
And this one does have a guest appearance on it, doesn't it?
Very, very technically, yes, yes. When I was writing the solo, I knew I wanted to use a wah pedal, but I saved writing the solo for in the moment when we were tracking. And so when I was writing it out, I was like, you know what? I don't feel like using the wah pedal. So I had my Uncle Patrick operate the wah pedal. And as a joke, on the back of the album, you will see I credited Wah Operation by Patrick Bertinelli on the solo for I'm All Right. And it slowed down the approval for our art because I had to, when we had to add that, but we had to sign a work for hire and pay him a dollar so we could legally have him there.
And did he frame that dollar?
You know what? I actually have no idea where that dollar is. We should figure that out or just put a dollar and frame it up there. We should do that.
There you go. Well, yeah, I mean, we'll just talk about the new song since we're talking about that. You know, reading the meaning behind it was fantastic, but I will let you explain to those watching that don't know what the meaning behind I'm All Right is.
Yeah, I usually like to write my lyrics from a perspective that I think anybody can kind of take their own meaning from it, regardless of how autobiographical it is. But I think this was the first song that I really was like, yeah, this is just my statement, sort of digging in my heels. You know, that I think there's a lot of people throughout my entire career and life that seem to have decided what I'm supposed to be without my involvement in that opinion, especially since I've started you know, doing my own thing musically. So that's just sort of my statement to anybody that seems to have a problem with me existing in my own individual space.
Which, like you said, that's your words, your song. So I mean, who can't relate to that in some way?
Exactly. So you can still sort of relate to it. Absolutely. But I definitely, it's fully autobiographical in that respect.
So you're taking this song out and you are definitely on the road. I mean, your tour dates, just it's a list like that. I mean, so again, staying busy, but you squeeze a little bit of time in all this busyness and talk to guys like me. I appreciate that.
No, I always have to do it.
Yeah. So out on the road with, well, let's start with Metallica. I mean, what has that experience been like out with those guys?
Oh, it's been crazy. The stage alone is just ridiculous in the most amazing, awesome, extravagant way. And they have been so wonderful, man. Their crew has been so supportive and the band themselves have been so cool. Like they come by and say hi every now and then. They have been really kind. It's been a really cool experience, man. just happy to be a part of it. Now that we've got about 8 or 9 shows, I think, on the stage, we're finally used to it. It's definitely a crazy thing. I think we've got the hang of it now that our year is almost up, although we have a whole other year of playing on that stage with them next year too. It's really crazy.
Perfect. I mean, and obviously you've been around rock legends your whole life, but now you can already check off the played with Metallica, check mark on the box. It's like, where do you go from here?
Yeah. You know, it's funny. We've been so lucky early in our career to have opened for amazing acts like Guns N' Roses and now Metallica. I would have said that the dream would be Foo Fighters, but we actually just announced that we're going to be playing a couple shows with them next year. So I guess the only other like dream I could think of would be AC/DC. I'd love to open for like Tool or something like that. We'd have to cater our set to be like our heavier songs, but man, AC/DC would be that would be the dream.
That would be awesome. Well, I mean, obviously that's the opening dream. Eventually the dream is, you know, these bands playing in the big stadiums, which takes time, you know that, but you'll get there.
Oh, you know, of course. That's definitely you got to take every step, and the fact that we're finally doing our first sort of true headline run, you know, more people are starting to show up to the shows. It's a crazy, I'm very, very grateful to see that people are really listening to the music and enjoying it, and they're coming to see us.
And I'll get back to the Foo Fighters here in 1 second, but Metallica and with Alter Bridge, which, I mean, obviously that's got to be the great to be with those guys.
Oh, yeah.
And then you've got the tour with you and Nita Strauss. I mean, talk about two people that can just get up and shred the guitar, man.
Nita is amazing. I couldn't be happier to have her on this headline run coming up. She is so cool, and her new album is great. I love all the guests on there. I'm close with some of them, like Lizzie from Hailstorm. It's really, really cool. I'm super stoked to have her be a part of it.
Yeah, absolutely. So on the Foo Fighters, I mentioned today that I was going to be talking with you. And my guy, Tom, who works at one of the venues here in town, he got a little jealous, but I'm like, all right, let me know what question I should ask him. And he said, your performance at the Taylor Hawkins tribute was nothing short of amazing. How much rehearsal did that performance take? Or had you played those songs so many times it was familiar?
I had played them so many times, but not from guitar. I actually had to learn those songs on guitar in order to play them. And it was an emotional thing for me because that was a sort of difficult thing to, and they're just, you know, they're tough to play. Really we had only rehearsed it all together. Maybe all together. It wasn't until we got to Wembley where Justin, Josh, Dave, and I played through On Fire and Hot for Teacher. I had gone down to Dave's studio and played with him and Josh Fries a couple times. We ran through all the songs, but yeah, with Justin, it was like day of with everything. I think that's just speaks to how amazing Justin is as a singer and performer, that it all just completely fell into place.
That's awesome. I mean, I think it speaks to how amazing performers you all are that you can get together and be like, all right, we're going to do this thing. Right. And then you go knock it out.
Yeah, I mean, it was a dream to, I mean, stripping all away the emotional context of just the moment and why we were there, just being able to play with three musicians I've looked up to my whole life was just a crazy honor. Absolutely ridiculous.
And I mean, you know, obviously why everyone together was very difficult, but music brings people together like that in such a way, in such a powerful way, that it created something special.
Yeah, it was incredible. Dave and everybody in the Foo was really put up something incredible.
Absolutely. So I mean, you're in studio, you're on tour, you're all over the place. If I have to ask, you know, where is Wolfgang's happy place? You can go as big as you want, like this country or this state, or as small down to the chair you're sitting in right now.
My happy place has been the past week after getting married. My wife and I went to my mom's house and picked up two of my mom's 6 cats that she has, the two that we are sort of closest with. And we just held up in the bedroom with the cats and played video games for a week.
Perfect.
we couldn't really get a honeymoon because we didn't really have the time. So hopefully we'll be able to do that at some point. So we just had to settle for our homey-moon, as we called it.
That's good.
But yeah, that was certainly my happy place this past week, and I'm gonna miss it when I'm on tour.
You know, I was gonna say congratulations.
Thank you.
I'm just getting married. Very awesome. And yeah, I was like, you know, they just got married, and instead of going on a honeymoon, again, he's talking to a guy like me, like. So obviously, wedding was great, and everything's great with that and stuff like that. I mean, enjoy this, enjoy the homeymoon or honeymoon, and all that kind of you know, parts of it and stuff. But as you look forward, you know, generation three.
Yeah, we'll have to see. Honestly, I've got my hands full right now for sure, but. Certainly, I think that can, you know, I would like to, I got to figure out my career and stuff first.
Probably. Yeah. I mean, you started obviously at a young age, you know, picking up the guitar or bass or drums or all of the combined. For any kids that are watching or parents of those kids that are interested in getting their kids into music, I mean, what would your recommendation be to any kind of parent out there? Like, how to push, but not over push them to where it burns them out.
Just be supportive and love your child. Don't, you know, don't boss them around. Obviously if they're doing something wrong, but like, just be supportive and love them. A house filled with love or parents that unconditionally love their children can really make a good person.
Perfect. Those are perfect words with it. A couple more minutes here, and then I'll let you go and get back to your homey moon. So circling back then to I'm All Right, like I said, great song, great lyrics. When you're hitting the stage, wherever it is, what song, maybe it's that one or some from the first album or whatever it might be, that you look out in the crowd and you can kind of see they're really vibing this, they're feeling this, that connection?
I've noticed, our first single off the new album, Another Celebration at the End of the World, really hits live. Not that anything from the first album hadn't, but the first one really, or this first song from the second album really has sort of elevated our live show in a way that I didn't know we could. It seems to really, it's got a lot of exciting moments, the thrashy bridge into the fun, little flashy guitar solo tapping part. It's an upbeat. It really was everything I wanted it to be. I had written it, and the whole album really with the intent of like, man, these songs will do really well live, you know, cause they're high energy and they're very exciting. And so far that's been working. So I'm excited for this upcoming tour to now the album's out, to play everything from it.
Sure. Yeah. And that's interesting. You go in just thinking, oh, this will be a good song on the album, good song on radio, whatever. But this is one that I can stand in front of thousands of people and go.
Yeah, I really, because the first album was really just about finding myself and who I was as my own artist and songwriter, and if I could even play everything and sing everything. And this one, after now touring for the last couple of years, and now the band is really this entity now that's established, it was really fun to play with that. And now that the live influence is there, that really influenced the whole recording process for sure.
Very cool. Well, I know our time's almost up here. You know, I appreciate everything that you do. There's only one thing left though. We've got to get you here in the Quad Cities.
Absolutely, man. Yeah. I really just, and anywhere that'll have me is where I want to go, you know?
Perfect. No, I know we'd love to have you. I mean, a lot of fans around here, digging what you're doing, obviously, and stuff like that. I know I'm very much enjoying it. I like the new one, really love Another Celebration. Like that one.
Thank you so much.
You mentioned, you know, I'm a big live music guy, so I could, yeah, the first time I heard that one, I'm like, oh, this would get him going.
Absolutely.
Well, cool. Well, man, I appreciate you jumping on. Enjoy the cats. Give them all the pets and the treats.
You
all right. Take care.
Thank you so much. Take care.
Bye.